My name is Vincent Plague. I make all kinds of different hard candy canes, lollipops, pillow candy, ribbon candy, brittles, you name it.
Vince Plague is the owner of Low to Low Hard Candy. So how in the world does someone get interested in using old-fashioned techniques to make sweets in this day and age? Well, the same way they get involved in any hobby, I suppose, the internet.
Watching YouTube videos, I came upon this video. I was just blown away that they were doing that. And from putting it all together to stretching it out, I was just in awe. And, you know, I kept watching that sort of stuff, and eventually I pieced it together how I could do it myself.
It was 6 years ago when he first stumbled upon that candy making video. He'd never made hard candy before, but he wasn't starting completely from scratch.
I did go to cooking school, and so I had some knowledge of decorative sugar, but most of it I ended up piecing together as I went along. And you know, you try to copy things you see on videos, and yeah, that's kind of how I learned.
Through hours of trial and error, referencing back to videos online, Plague honed the techniques that allow him to create a wide variety of hard candies. He said one of the most magical moments is when the candy is pulled, transforming it from a translucent yellow to an opaque white, as pure as freshly fallen snow.
When you pull the sugar, you're incorporating air bubbles. That changes the color, but it also improves the texture.
The old school technique of pulling the candy doesn't just make for a better texture. It also incorporates a sense of nostalgia into his creations. It's a reminder of simpler times when candy was made by hand with patience and care. And he says you can really taste the difference.
I brought candy home to my parents, and my grandma was there, and she was like, "This is just like what we got at Christmas when we were kids."
His candy creations don't just bring joy to his family, but to everyone who passes by his booth at local holiday markets.
They'll notice the lollipops or something, and they're like, "Did you make this?" You know, that feels pretty good.
Anyone who's lucky enough to taste one knows that these candy canes aren't just pulled sugar. They're a little piece of holiday magic.
Ooh, the candy man.
In Saskatoon, I'm Brittany Caffey, 650 CKOM.